This goes to Rebecca Sue Schammel, S-C-H-A-M-E-L, care of Saginaw Veterans Administration, fax 989-321-4085, regarding Marvin, M-A-R-V-I-N, middle initial L, like Larry, Sherlock, S-H-E-R-L-O-C-K, date of birth September 22nd of 1948. Dear Ms. Schammel, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Sherlock with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, proteinuria, and diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. His last visit was September 27th of 2021. He has been dieting with his wife and trying to lose weight, and he has lost 24 pounds over the last 6 months. He did have a fall. He actually fell off his walker and broke the back part of the walker. And he's going to need that replaced or repaired. He's feeling better, but he did have a lot of back pain and where he fell in off the walker. But he is feeling better now. He did receive the third COVID-19 messenger RNA vaccination in 2021 without adverse events or side effects. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena. He does have dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest, no cough or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. He has neuropathic pain in his feet and hands that is unchanged, and no edema, no bowel changes, and no nausea. Medication list is reviewed. He's had several changes since his last visit. His glipizide has been changed from 10 milligram daily to 5 milligram twice a day. He was started on 7.5 milligram of Norvasca daily. Allogliptin is 12.5 milligram daily. And aspirin has been increased from 81 milligram daily to 325 milligram daily. And I want to highlight the lisinopril, 10 milligram once daily. Physical exam, the main thing that's very noticeable during our visit is his memory is very poor. He can't concentrate. He loses his train of thought and forgets what he's talking about at times. He understands that this is a problem also. His weight is 205 pounds, pulse is 82, and blood pressure 156 over 90. In labs, most recent lab studies were done March 24th of 2022. His creatinine was actually improved at 1.6. Previous levels were 2.0, 2.2, and 1.7. So his current estimated GFR is 43, albumin 4.4, calcium 9, electrolytes normal, phosphorus is 4.1, urinalysis negative for blood, 100 plus protein. His microalbumin to creatinine ratio is very high. It shows gross proteinuria since the microalbumin is in the upper range of normal. And his platelets are 242,000, hemoglobin 13.2 with a normal white count. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, diabetic nephropathy with gross proteinuria, hypertension slightly higher than goal. With his history of hyperkalemia, we wouldn't want to change the lisinopril currently. 10 milligram a day might be all his body can handle. He's also on isosorbide, 60 milligram daily, which has a mild blood pressure lowering effect, and the metoprolol is 50 milligram a half twice a day. Norvasc 7.5 milligram daily may be increased up to 10 milligram. That may be worth a try to work with his blood pressure. And he'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he'll avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use. Labs will be checked every 3 months, and he'll be rechecked in this office in the next 5 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP, / Jose Fuente, MD, actually be wiser to increase or add an additional blood pressure medication. possibly Norvasc, low-dose Norvasc, 5 milligram once daily. Yeah, well, that's bad.